This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 109. We have a stellar show planned for you today, and I'll remind you about our awesome contest in a moment with Hotels.com, eligible to all legal U.S. residents age 18 and older, where we're giving away a Hotels.com $250 gift card each week for 8 weeks for a free night or two at a hotel of your choice through the app. I'll tell you more about that momentarily, but first, on the show today, we'll talk back to school tech with technology lifestyle expert Katie Lilendahl. Learn how to protect yourself while traveling for business or pleasure when we speak with Shreddit. Cisco will stop by this hour to talk 5G and what that means for gamers. And we'll chat with GM about smart speakers and how you can now use your voice at home to start, stop, lock, and unlock many GM vehicles. Very cool. We'll get to that later this hour. All right. As I mentioned earlier, we have a great giveaway for you and running until the end of September, where someone will win a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards any hotel you want through the Hotels.com app or website. We're giving away one per week for 8 weeks. This is week number 2, by the way. Here's how to be eligible to win. All you have to do is as follows. Number 1, go to Twitter and follow Hotels.com. Number 2, type a sentence on why you could use a little getaway. Number 3, include the hashtag TechItOut. Just one word, T-E-C-H-I-T-O-U-T. That's it. Number 1, go to Twitter, follow Hotels.com. Number 2, type a sentence on why you can use this free getaway. Number 3, include the hashtag TechItOut. A name will be randomly drawn each week, and I'll announce it on the show and on social media as well. And if you want to read the full terms and conditions of this giveaway, it's on my website, marksaltzman.com. That's MarkSaltzman.com. And look for the tab that says Hotels.com Contest. It's in the upper right-hand corner of my webpage. There is a limit of 1 entry per person per day per week, but no purchase is necessary. A purchase will not increase your chances of winning. This contest is open to legal residents of the U.S. who are at least 18 years of age, employees of Hotels.com, as well as the immediate family and household members of those employees are not eligible to enter either. All right, let's get on with the show. As many will be traveling in August and September for work or leisure, you need to be mindful of identity theft. Commissioned by Shreddit, a recent study titled 2019 Data Protection Report yielded some alarming findings. For example, 1 in 4 hotel owners said that staff is probably unaware of the hotel's document shredding policies. Considering you might be sharing personal and credit card info at the desk, as well as printing documents in the hotel's business center, this might be a bit of a concern to you. Joining us on the line to chat about identity theft protection is Pete Winsett. He's a VP at Stericycle, the provider of Shreddit information security solutions. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Before you tell us a bit about Shreddit, what are the risks that travelers are facing today?
There are two types of risks travelers face. We like to break them into two types, one physical, two digital. On the physical side of things, we travel with documents such as passports, our wallet, driver's license, and boarding passes. And we inadvertently or advertently use those with a lot of the area hotels and car rental centers will often photocopy your passport or driver's license. What do they do with this when you leave? How long does it stay on their premises? What guarantee do these organizations give to you, the consumer, on how they're going to dispose of this information in a safe and secure manner? On the digital side of things, there are two main areas of risk. One, public computers, and two, using unsecured public wireless networks. Using a public computer or a public network to access any personal or confidential information will significantly increase the chances that hackers can gain access to your usernames and passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Our recommendation is just to avoid public computers and public wireless networks.
So bring your own laptop and or other digital device. And if you can, use your own cellular connection while roaming, which is more secure than using public Wi-Fi for free.
Exactly. And it even starts before that, Mark. We would actually recommend people, before they travel, try and handle all of their secure data protection needs before they leave.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? For example, make sure you've done all of your banking and or personal information online needs before you leave. You don't want to have to be in a public environment where you do need to access whether it's social media or any financial or banking information.
Good point. Now, I think some of our listeners would be familiar with some of those risks that you've outlined. Still very important as a reminder, a bit of a primer for travelers. But what about risks that travelers often don't anticipate? That is, are there any hidden risks of travel?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, most travelers, we all know as travelers to keep our passport and travel documents safe and secure. There are other areas that we do need to focus on. So, for example, we mentioned public computers in your hotel business center. Don't use or leave behind any paper copies of information, whether that's passports, copies, boarding passes. Don't leave that either on the hotel premise or in the hotel room. Very often, hotels provide little blue bins under the desks in the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Our recommendation is you don't leave any confidential information in those blue bins because you aren't sure how those organizations are going to deal or handle that information. The other thing that I don't think a lot of travelers think about is we give very confidential information when we check into hotels or when we do car rentals. And again, often car rental agencies will often ask to photocopy your driver's license, both the front and back. That has very secure information, including your name, your address, your birth, your date of birth, and other key information. So try and avoid, if you can, having them photocopy it. And if they must, as a good steward, you should ask them what their plans are to do with that paper once they're done with it and once you're done with your rental. These may seem like small infractions, but the value of this information is very important. In this data that you're giving up, especially your name and your address, is very, very important. So try to avoid giving that up.
Speaking of data, off the top of our interview, Pete, we are chatting, by the way, with Pete Vincent. He is a VP of Stericycle, the provider of Shreddit information security solutions. I mentioned a stat about hotel owners probably being unaware of their document shredding policies. Can you give us some insight into that study that Shreddit recently commissioned and what your key findings were as it relates to travelers?
The 2019 Shreddit Data Protection Report is in its ninth year, and it's one of the most comprehensive studies on information and data security. In 2019, Shreddit actually conducted two reports, one for the Canadian market and one for the U.S. market, in a broad spectrum of industries, but with a particular focus on five industries, including the hospitality industry. And in the hospitality industry, some of the information was very revealing. About 90% of hotel owners prioritized digital security over physical security, which leaves physical document protection neglected. And almost half of hotel respondents believe human error is the source of potential data breaches. So then it's very confusing and surprising that only 14% of hotel owners regularly train their employees on informational security procedures.
Hmm.
Almost all the hotels, over 90% of hotel owners, acknowledge that they need to do more to show both employees and consumers that they take personal information seriously.
Do you think hotel owners and others in the travel industry or hospitality industry prioritize digital over physical because it's more convenient? They don't have to manually input that data?
I think it's twofold. I think one is there's more and more physical data breaches that you hear about on the news. However, over half of data breaches are due to human error or employee neglect. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, that isn't due to digital, it's due to physical.
Before we wrap up with a few other tips you may have for those listening who like to travel, tell us a bit about Shredit. This is a document shredit company that has evolved over the years. Tell us a bit about the company.
Absolutely. Shredit was founded in 1989. It's a global company with operations in over 15 different countries around the globe, and in particular in the U.S. and in Canada. And we are the largest document destruction provider globally.
Wow. And you also have some digital services as well, correct?
We do. What we do focus specifically on the destruction of media and hard drives. More and more laptops and computers are being introduced. Their lifespan is less and less, it seems, because of the development of new technologies. So consumers are trying to find, and businesses are trying to find, safe and secure ways to destroy and remove their digital, whether they're hard drives or whether it's media.
Right.
And Shredit does that across the globe, but with a huge focus in North America.
Okay, awesome. As we wrap up, Pete, let's chat a bit about what we can do prior to your trip to reduce the odds of a breach, and also while during a trip to keep your identity safe from fraudsters.
Absolutely. So safe travel, as you indicated, starts even before you leave the house. So before you even start traveling, consumers need to make sure that unauthorized people do not have access to their mail while they're away, especially if you do have a secure mailbox. Two, try and handle all of your banking in advance. Pay your bills or transfer any funds you may need to transfer from one account to another before you leave the home, so you don't have to access your bank account while you're traveling, whether that be on a hotel or public computer or public network. Finally, in the workplace, make sure your desk is clean and you've left no confidential information.
These are all great tips. Pete, is there a place we can learn more about Shredit, maybe some results of that survey you commissioned, and any other tips that you may have?
Absolutely. If anyone would like to understand more about Shredit or read or download the 2019 Data Protection Report, it can be found at Shredit.com.
Okay, Shredit.com. No dash, it's just one word, Shredit?
Correct, Shredit.com.
All right, Pete Vincent, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. Very insightful information. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
You're listening to Tech It Out, powered by Asus. I'll tell you more about them after this short break. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
Listeners of my Tech It Out radio show and podcast know I travel a lot, and I often talk about Hotels.com, as I love their app and, of course, their rewards program that lets you earn free nights at nearly any property they sell. So I'm excited to announce an awesome Tech It Out contest. It's for August and September, where we're giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card each week. All you have to do is follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tell us why you deserve a trip, and include the hashtag Tech It Out. Good luck.
I can't remember when he didn't smoke. He would go outside. I'd be bored.
My wife was the key driver into me getting away from it and switching. I think I have gotten a piece of my life back when I started with Juul.
He uses Juul in the house whenever he wants.
It worked magically.
Roy made the switch in 2017. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret? Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great. Can it help keep you asleep? Yes, it senses our movements and adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing. Only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. I hope you're having a great weekend so far. This show is powered by ASUS. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. Back to school is here. So what's the latest scoop on how tech and innovation can help students and parents this year? Well, award-winning tech expert Katie Linendahl has the answers with several tech tools for students, from better sleep and time-saving home tech to how to get your kids learning about budgeting their finances to the latest in online tutoring. Welcome to the show, Katie.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. It's almost that time, back to school. So how can we make sure our kids are well-rested as they head back into school season?
Yes. Well, it's amazing that it's back to school time. I'll first say that. It's like, and we've upgraded from the 64 crayons with a built-in sharpener. And let's go right into sleep, right to your question, because I've had the chance to partner with 4 really cool technology companies. And I've been fascinated with the world of sleep. And just finally, we're starting to see some data around how critical it is to our health, which is something many of us already knew. Mm-hmm. But specifically focusing on Sleep Number, you know, they did this study that found that 71% of middle and high school students report being sleep deprived, and that they're losing 1 full day of sleep every single week due to poor habits. And I think that's probably spot on. And especially when it comes to back to school, it's hard to shift to get kids to get back into that regular schedule. So amazing that bedding technology has come so far. And I say innovation to the rescue because Sleep Number actually has these 360 smart beds that monitor your kids' movements and automatically adjust the bed's firmness to give them the best sleep through the night, which is pretty crazy to note that, A, that exists, but also you can even take it one step further. There's a Sleep IQ technology where parents can visually see on an app how their kids are sleeping. So the data doesn't lie, and I think just having that at your fingertips to see how your child is sleeping is just massively helpful. But also we're starting to see from the studies that they did too, it's helping with mood, and as noted, they're losing about one full night of sleep per week. Wow, this is incredible if you can have something that'll help solve that problem.
I remember seeing this technology back at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas in January, so that's pretty cool. And this is no doubt ideal for moms and dads as well, not just for the students. How much do the Sleep Number beds with the IQ technology start at?
Great question. Twin XL, for example, Twin XL mattress, it starts at around $699. So in my mind's eye and being in the consumer space, I think that's a pretty good deal for all of the technology built right in.
All right. And then speaking of parents, do you have anything to help parents save some time as we enter the school season?
Well, I'm going to hit you on the laundry side because who doesn't want to save time when it comes to laundry? I mean, my hand's raised.
I got three kids of my own. I can relate.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. God bless you, first off. Well, LG just launched this new line, and again, talking about from sleep advanced technologies to also washing machine technologies because that is where we're at in 2019. LG just launched its newest line of most advanced washing machines that they've put out to date, and they're called LG TurboWash 360. And without getting too nerdy on you, but kind of getting nerdy, you know, the machines, they use these powerful jets, there's five of them that surround the clothes from all these different angles and essentially allowing the detergent to get deep into the fabrics. But whereas a parent, you may perk up, it's great for big loads under 30 minutes. So it is all about saving time. It's all about doing things more efficiently. And again, just washing machine technology has come so far, and obviously a name that is LG that is so household friendly. These are available in black and white, and also they're having a huge Labor Day savings sale. So I think it's great for any parent.
And what's funny about LG is that they have similar or comparable technology in their dishwashers they call Quad Wash, which, again, is just getting more water in there, moving at a faster pace in a shorter amount of time to save you some time. And who doesn't love that? What's the starting cost for these LG washers?
I just slow clapped you for that data, by the way. I was like, wow, that was impressive. It starts at $1,099, but also they have these Labor Day savings that are coming in at $849. So
cool.
I'm all about the coupon. I'm a Jerry Generous over-tipper individual, but I want the coupon, like hardcore. So take advantage of it.
Awesome. Well, many of our listeners have kids who take the bus to school, and I understand that there's an app for that.
I was blown away. I discovered this. Talk about CES. I discovered this at CES. It is a technology called Here Comes the Bus, and it is an app technology. And to have an app now that tracks just your child's school bus in real time and sends you a notification to your phone when it's close to arriving at your home or stop, to me, is like so overdue.
And it's not crazy advanced technology. They just need to have that set up, as you mentioned. Either it's a sensor on the bus or something on the driver's phone or something like that,
right.
I'm assuming. So, again, Here Comes the Bus, if any listeners want to write their school board to get that. And then finally, do you have anything that could help students with schoolwork? We've been talking more about lifestyle and getting back into the routine of back to school, but anything actually tied to working?
Absolutely. And, you know, for anybody that's struggling with a particular subject or even wants to just get ahead, whether you are a student or a professional, a really cool outlet is Varsity Tutors. It is a live learning platform, and you can choose the way that you want to connect with your professional, with your expert, whether that's in person. But I think the big differentiator is they're known for really connecting online with the instructor, so you can be in the comfort of your own home. And they have over 1,000 subjects from elementary level math to AP courses, prep tests like SAT and ACT. So if you are somebody that's struggling in a subject, you know what? Get after it. Get ahead. Or if you just want to be more advanced, Varsity Tutors is something worth checking out.
Okay, and again, that's all the way from elementary age students all the way up to college.
Yeah, and even professionals. You know, I think, you know, a lot of us older are taking on subjects later in life.
Awesome. And then finally, Katie, is there a website that you'd recommend to learn more about some of these products or even see them in action?
Yes, head on over to schoolprep.tv to check out all of these different technologies.
All right, that's schoolprep.tv. Tech expert Katie Linendahl, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. Great chatting with you.
Great chat with you, Mark. Thank you.
We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z. Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, a reminder of our huge contest with Hotels.com. You could be eligible to win a $250 gift card for a free hotel stay through Hotels.com. If you're a legal U.S. resident who's at least 18 years old, here's how to enter. Go to Twitter and follow Hotels.com. Send a tweet to them with a sentence on why you could use a free stay in a hotel and include the hashtag Tech It Out. That's one word, T-E-C-H-I-T-O-U-T. That's it. Easy peasy. We'll randomly draw a winner each week and read it on the air. I'll let you know, of course, privately that you've won, and we'll announce it on social media as well. We have 8 of these to give away. This is our second of 8 weeks, and you can enter once per day to be eligible for the random draw. Good luck. Downloads are dead. Instead, when we consume media today, we're streaming it to all of our devices, whether it's TV shows and movies through Netflix and Amazon and YouTube, playing music from places like Spotify or Apple Music, and soon, video games. If you believe the hype, rather than buying a piece of plastic or downloading a game that you have to wait for to be finished before you play, you can instantly play something over the internet soon, in the cloud. And joining us to explain how this 5G revolution might help, we're joined by Ron Malenfant. He is consulting architect and business development at Cisco. Welcome to the show, Ron.
Hey, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Sure thing. Now, before we talk 5G and gaming and we demystify this 5G and all that, tell us a bit about Cisco. I believe the company made like $50 billion in revenue last year. Is that right? 2018?
Yes. Wow. We focused across the board. Everything from internet routing is where we originally started from to network switches and everything now in terms of application in the cloud data center. And what we'll be talking about today is, a lot around mobility and 5G, both across unlicensed and licensed architectures.
Okay. So mobility is a big story here, and 5G is the infrastructure. This is like the cellular network that we'll be using, that offers much faster speeds and perhaps some other advantages over what we are using today, which is 4G or LTE. Why is 5G a big deal, and what does that mean for gamers?
Well, 5G is a big deal because it brings a lot of extra benefits. We probably think of 5G as being faster speeds, which is definitely bringing to the table. But it's also reducing latency, and reducing latency both from the radio point of view, but all the way through the network, using certain network architectures such as edge computing and a technology of APIs called network slicing, which allows it to logically break up the network. So 5G really brings a lot of these different benefits that we didn't have before, which is truly beyond just a radio that we've seen in 4G, all the way through from the application, being able to take advantage of that, to the network, the radio, and then the back-end APIs that can interface with the gaming providers and cloud providers and the service providers.
Okay, so let's just break down, though, APIs for a moment, because this is a mainstream show. I don't assume my audience is super tech-savvy. So API, it's a set of instructions, it's like a development tool, right, that software engineers, coders use?
Exactly, Mark. Yeah, but it's a set of instructions coders can use to have an interface into the network, both in and out, so you could start developing things rapidly there.
Okay. Now, some carriers are already promoting 5G, but it's not quite here yet, correct?
Yeah, there's actually an evolution going on. So what you hear about the 5G announcements, especially here in the United States, it's really about this 5G radio to take full advantage of the mobile device itself. To take full advantage of 5G, it will actually need a 5G network. So what you're seeing happen today in the United States, the big carriers are announcing it with a 5G radio, but it's connecting to a 4G core network. So when they finally get to the 5G core network and they bring that in, you'll be able to take advantage of all the other pieces that I've talked about and we'll be talking about today.
And I know you sort of downplayed speed as not being the most significant, that latency is related, but it's maybe a bigger story. But just for the layman, just to explain, like right now, if you have access to the internet, it could be pretty fast on your mobile phone. Maybe you're streaming a Netflix video while in the back of a car or something like that. But with 5G, the promise is when it comes to full maturity here, they say up to 100 times the speed of what we have today. Is that really possible?
Yes, it is, and it's possible in many ways, and that is definitely one of the big advantages is increasing the speed both with the radio and the network capabilities that it brings to bear. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. We're chatting with Ron Malenfant. He's with Cisco, and we're talking about 5G and, in this case, gaming. So why will this next revolution or evolution, if you will, in mobile speeds and a mobile network be so appealing to those who like to play video games?
Yeah, so I think what you're going to see is, twofold. One is, 5G, we think of 5G all about the mobile device, but it actually has another area. There's a 5G fixed wireless, which is also what you're going to see, come at the networks. It's going to bring the same type of speeds with potentially less of a need of mobility, where you're basically providing that fiber-like connectivity to the home, but you're doing that through the mobile connectivity to your home. The second one is, I think, where, especially around mobile gaming, is going to be interesting, is you can bring that speed that you would get into the home, you would bring that to your mobile device, but you would bring that in a mobility function, whether you're in the back of a car, whether you're in the passenger seat of the car, and you're truly mobile and moving around. The other piece of that, which is very important, is the latency piece of it, right? So we start doing the VR applications. The 5G radio decreases the amount, it shortens the amount of latency that you would get, and then along with the network that I mentioned, bringing that latency down, because anything 20 milliseconds or greater in a VR type of application, the users start to get nauseous. So the goal is really in 5G is to get those that latency down to like the 7 milliseconds and sub 7 milliseconds area.
Very cool. I love geeking out like that. When we return on Tech It Out, we'll continue our chat with Ron Malenfant. He is the consulting architect and business development at Cisco. We're chatting about 5G, wireless connectivity, new cellular speeds on the horizon, and its impact on gaming and what that all means. In the meantime, a quick shout out to one of the sponsors of this program and a company whose products I rely on all the time. It's Western Digital. They've got their new super rugged G Technology branded Armor ATD. It's a portable hard drive designed for those looking for a durable drive to bring on the go wherever life takes you. And it's especially ideal for photographers and videographers. When you're out in the field, you're shooting, you're editing, you know, you're cutting, and you need to back up your important files with fast speeds and make sure it's reliable, this is the product for you. Again, it's called the G Technology branded Armor ATD portable hard drive. Go to g-technology.com. For more. Hang tight, we'll be back with more Tech It Out momentarily.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible. Listeners of my Tech It Out radio show and podcast know I travel a lot, and I often talk about Hotels.com, as I love their app, and of course, their rewards program that lets you earn free nights at nearly any property they sell. So I'm excited to announce an awesome Tech It Out contest. It's for August and September, where we're giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card each week. All you have to do is follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tell us why you deserve a trip, and include the hashtag Tech It Out. Good luck.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or share your summer in a Durango. Hurry into the Dodge Summer Clearance event now and save. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. We're chatting about the promise of 5G connectivity, next generation wireless speeds with very low latency, and what that means for gamers. On the line, we've got Ron Malenfant. He is consulting architect and business development at Cisco. Welcome back to the show, Ron. And the appeal here, I guess, Ron, is that instead of, as I said off the top of our interview, instead of having to wait to download software in order to access it, you're able to play immediately as if it was stored locally. Isn't that right?
Yeah, yes, it is, and it's a combination of ways. So not only the speed and the latency, but as you start to build these out with 5G as a concept of mobile edge compute. So bringing down some of the sub-functions of gaming, the processing, the edge processing functions as far out to the cloud as possible. That cloud can be in a neighborhood DMARC. That cloud can be in an outdoor cabinet. That cloud can be in, you know, AWS or Google data centers.
Okay, AWS, of course, Amazon Web Services. We're talking about files you can access in the cloud as if it was stored locally, and AWS does power many businesses today, and entertainment is no exception as well. So I think the promise with gaming is that, as I mentioned earlier, you don't have to buy it on a piece of plastic unless you just don't have access to those kinds of speeds where you live. But instead of having to download to wait before you play, it's just going to instantly be available. So kind of like Netflix, where you've got a selection of games, you might pay one amount per month. I'm thinking of services like Google Stadia, for example, that are on the horizon, where you pay one lump sum and then you've got access to a catalog of games. But because games are such big files, because these are often accounting for all your decisions that you may make in a game. It's not a linear experience. So as a result, these are huge, huge files. If you didn't have those kinds of speeds, it just wouldn't be possible.
Exactly. Okay. And so we learned through Netflix the ability now to bring some of those sub-functions out into the data center, the service providers. And I think that's going to be really important. And Stadia is really kind of setting the example of what could be possible.
Oh, cool. Would it be fair to say, Ron, that if 5G really does deliver on its promise, that it could lead to the third generation in cord cutting? I know a lot of my listeners have abandoned landlines many years ago. They just use their mobile phones even at home. And then the second wave, it could be argued, is cutting cable. You know, you don't need your cable TV service because of services like Netflix and Amazon and the like, Hulu, where it's over the top. You don't have to pay your provider and you can save in the process. Could 5G be fast enough that you don't really need a Wi-Fi router at home?
Potentially, with Cisco, what we see here is there's a need for Wi-Fi. We see Wi-Fi 6 as being very complementary, and I think that's probably one of the things we may have should have mentioned at the beginning of the show. Is in our perspective, 5G means a lot of things to a lot of people. The way Cisco looks at it, Wi-Fi, the unlicensed that we all know, Wi-Fi is also evolving to the point of 5G-like experiences into the speeds and lower latencies and the battery life preservation and things like that. So we have Wi-Fi 6 now. Now, Wi-Fi, because of the ecosystem and the market dominance, is already delivering these networks today. Cisco's come out with a lot of these, both on the enterprise and on the consumer side, to deliver it. So I wouldn't say that Wi-Fi networks will go away. I think we're 5G, that we're talking about the 5G licensed type of technologies, that the value that's going to bring is in the true mobility function.
And finally, Ron, where could we learn more about Cisco and your work in 5G?
So, yeah, you can learn more about 5G going to Cisco.com and typing in 5G. And then there you'll learn about our 5G basically license capability and what we're doing with mobile operators, the cable operators, and in gaming and some of the verticals, along with what Cisco's doing in Wi-Fi 6 and how that can also be very applicable in 5G-like experience delivered via Wi-Fi.
All right, Ron Malenfant, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Take care.
In our fifth and final block on Tech It Out, coming up in a couple of moments from now, we'll speak with GM about smart speakers and how you can now start, stop, lock, and unlock your vehicle using your voice, whether it's an Amazon Alexa speaker, an Echo or Echo Dot or what have you, or an Echo Show, which is the screen version, or if you have a Google Home device, it also works there. So we'll get to that in a moment. But first, I just want to remind you one last time about our big contest with Hotels.com. If you haven't yet entered, what are you waiting for? You can win a $250 gift card from Hotels.com to put towards a night or two through the app or website. If you're a legal U.S. resident who's at least 18 years old, here's how to enter. Go to Twitter and follow Hotels.com. send a tweet to them with a sentence on why you could use a free stay, and include the hashtag TechItOut. That's the name of this show. That's it. We're going to randomly draw a winner and read it on the air next weekend. I'll also announce it on social media, and we'll reach out privately as well to tell you you've won and how to redeem your $250 Hotels.com gift card if you are the winner. We have 8 of these to give away. This is week number 2 out of 8, and you can enter once per day to be eligible for the random draw. Good luck to you. For the remaining minute and change we have left until the end of this block, I do want to remind you, as a Tech It Out listener, that you can tell me what you'd like to hear on this show. Maybe you've got a recommendation for an upcoming topic or a guest. Maybe you run your own company. Maybe you've got an IT company. You're doing something cool. You've developed an app, or you work at a video game studio, or you're in robotics and you'd like to be interviewed. You can always reach out on my website, marksaltzman.com. That's MarkSaltzman.com. I'm also on all the social media platforms. If you've got any feedback on the show, maybe some constructive criticism, I'm all ears. You can hit me up again on email at tech@marksaltzman.com, through my website, or on social media. Before we take a short break, just a thank you again to Asus, the title sponsor on Tech It Out, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. You can visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. If you're into gaming, you no doubt know about Asus's Republic of Gamers, or ROG, brand of gear. So check that out if you're into competitive gaming. If you want to win $3 million playing Fortnite at the World Cup, like someone did a couple weeks ago, crazy, huh? We'll be right back with more Tech It Out when we catch up with GM to talk smart speakers. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you...
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Many people who tune into this show love their Google Home speaker or their Alexa-enabled smart speaker for things like playing music, getting weather information, setting kitchen timers, and maybe controlling their smart home products, things like lights and their Wi-Fi thermostat. But did you know you can now use your voice to start, stop, lock, and unlock many GM vehicles? It may sound like science fiction, but it is available now. Joining us on the line to tell us all about it is Geeta Ravindran. She is the Technology Planning Manager at General Motors. Pleasure chatting with you, Geeta. So why don't we dive right in? At a high level, what are we talking about here with these smart speakers?
So these services allow you to interact with your GM vehicle using your compatible smart home device or an assistant installed on your smartphone. Mm-hmm. So you can do things just like you spoke about, starting your vehicle or locking and unlocking your vehicle. super handy.
All right, yeah, for sure. I can see many applications for this. Like, you're busy with the kids and it's maybe cold outside and you want to warm up your truck, you can just use your voice to summon Alexa or Google and have them start and warm up the vehicle for you. Or you're just about to fall asleep and if you can't remember if you locked your vehicle or not, you just simply use your voice to lock the car doors without you having to go outside.
That's right, yes.
And so it works with both the smart speakers and smart displays, as well as your smartphone, so the same sort of personal assistant that you would use on your device?
Yeah, so I find it really handy if I'm leaving the office. I have a Google Assistant on my phone, so I can just ask it to start my vehicle before I head out.
Wow. Okay. So we've covered some of the things you can do. So right now, it's somewhat limited to starting and stopping the vehicle and locking and unlocking the car. Are there other features that could be available in the future, like asking what your mileage is at, or if it's an electric car, how much battery life or percentage is left, anything like that?
We're always looking to build out the features we offer to our customers to add more value as time goes on.
Got it. And what vehicles are supported right now?
So most Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac vehicles starting from model year 2011 are supported with an eligible plan.
When you say eligible plan, does that imply you need, for example, OnStar, which I know is a wireless service, a connected service for those vehicles?
So you would need a connected services plan for your vehicle brand. This could be the remote access package that we offer, or it could be a basic plan if your vehicle is still eligible.
All right, so if you buy a new vehicle, for example, you may get a trial or something. Is that right?
Yes, you get a 30-day trial with the purchase of a new vehicle.
Yeah, awesome. So you don't need OnStar, just to confirm. That's a separate thing altogether.
Yes, OnStar is separate from our connected services pack.
Okay. So there's very little barrier of entry here. You just need one of those services and a vehicle that's supported. And as you mentioned, most from 2011 and onward have it already.
Correct. And the beauty of these services is that you can install the Alexa app or the Google Assistant on either your Android or Apple device.
Yeah, that's right. So even if you don't have a Google phone, you do have an iPhone instead or an iPad, you can still install the Google Assistant there.
That's right.
Great. Do the Google Home and Amazon Echo speakers do the exact same thing? Is it like right across the board?
Yes. So for our Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac functionality, it's very similar between the two devices, and you could even link both types of devices to interact with your vehicle through whichever one is available to you at the time.
That's great. I haven't tried this yet myself, I should say, but I do use the app often to check in on my vehicle. And I love the ability to lock it remotely or see what the fuel level is at or tire pressure, oil level. So I love the idea of that. And then now this next sort of evolution, if you will, is now using your voice. And I like that ad, by the way. Who's it? Mitch Marner from the Toronto Maple Leafs playing hockey with his son in the house, and he's able to start the car.
Yeah.
With Google as an example, Geeta, we are talking, by the way, with Geeta Ravindran. She is the technology planning manager at General Motors. So using Google as an example, can you walk us through how you get going?
Sure. So you would need to log into your Google account and then link it to your Vehicle Owner Center account. So this could be done by asking your Google Assistant for your vehicle brand, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, or Buick, and that will prompt you to link your account, or you can visit assistant.google.com/explore and find and link the action there.
This is awesome. So I have a Cadillac. I have a CT6, and my wife has a Yukon Denali XL, and she's a little thing. She's got this huge truck. So between her GMC and my Cadillac, we both have newer models, so we're gonna give this a shot. This sounds really exciting, and I can definitely see the applications for it, and I'm excited to see where it's going down the road, pardon the pun. So thank you for your time, Geeta. This is great. Where can we learn more about the support for smart speakers and personal assistants tied to your vehicle?
So customers can visit the Owner Center website for more information on how to use the feature, or they can visit support.google.com for help with the Google Assistant.
Awesome. All right, Geeta, thank you for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your summer.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, thanks for listening to this week's Tech It Out. Hope you've enjoyed it. Good luck in that Hotels.com contest. We'll catch up with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
As gun law laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Information.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Well, so far it's been nonviolent, but police in Portland, Oregon say they've seized weapons such as metal and wooden poles, bear spray, and shields from multiple groups at a right-wing rally and counter-protest in the Rose City. Flag-waving members of the Proud Boys and 3%ers militia group began gathering late this morning. They were met by counter-groups, some of those wearing body armor and helmets. Meanwhile, black-clad, helmet, and face mask-wearing anti-fascist protesters also among the hundreds on the street. Police are working to keep all sides peacefully separated. Democratic presidential candidates descending on Iowa next week to court the Native American vote. At least seven White House hopefuls have said they'll attend a forum in Sioux City Monday and Tuesday and talk about issues including health care, education, and violence against Native American women. Several candidates attending the forum, including Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Julian Castro, and Marianne Williamson, have issued platforms dedicated to the needs of indigenous people. Overseas, it's week number 11 for Hong Kong protesters and those who support the pro-democracy demonstrations.
We want to protect our students, our youngsters. So teachers are willing to come out and speak for the youngsters and also stand by them so that they are not alone.
Hong Kong riot police were deployed to chase down a group of pro-democracy protesters as they were assembling illegally, they say, after the end of a sanctioned protest march. The protesters had gathered outside a police station Saturday evening, shining laser pointers and throwing eggs at officers guarding the entrance. Riot police formed a line on a nearby street, thumping their batons on their shields as they started marching. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, it'll send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments, and it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
A health warning to members of the Mormon Church from their church officials.
New guidance from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says coffee is prohibited no matter how it's marketed. Vaping is banned and marijuana is outlawed unless prescribed by competent doctors. The focus is on young members of the church. Word of Wisdom is a set of rules about what foods and drinks are good for Mormons and what substances they should avoid. For past generations, just entering coffee shops was considered taboo. The new warning says drinks with names that include cafe, mocha, latte, and ending in chino usually have coffee in them and are against the Word of Wisdom. I'm Ed Donahue.
Peter Fonda, son of a Hollywood legend who became a movie star in his own right with classics like Easy Rider, died of lung cancer. Peter Fonda was 79 years old. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Trump administration has hired a longtime student loan industry executive to be the federal government's top watchdog for the $1.5 trillion student loan market.
Robert Cameron will serve as the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's new student loan ombudsman. The Bureau said Friday it's a job designed to protect student loan borrowers from poor practices in the student loan industry. Mounting levels of student debt remains a hot political topic, with some 2020 Democratic presidential candidates calling for a national student loan forgiveness program. This while one in 10 student loan borrowers have fallen behind on repaying their loans. Patrick Frost reporting.
New York City police say they apprehended a man suspected of placing two devices that looked like pressure cookers in a subway station on Friday. According to authorities, cameras caught the man near the World Trade Center, putting the cookers in two locations. The pressure cookers, though, turned out to be rice cookers and were not explosive. More at townhall.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Hey, welcome everyone to this edition of Popular Technology Radio. Thank you for joining us. I am Mike Etchart, and I'm recording this here in April, and I am so excited for the Game of Thrones. Season 8 is coming up, the last season. If you are a fan of Game of Thrones, you know that. It is the finale of the season. If you're a geek like I am about the show, it's going to be, well, I don't know what's going to happen, so I'm trying not to read anything online. But one thing I did notice, and I'd heard this before, but Game of Thrones is the most pirated thing on the internet. Yes, it is, because of its popularity. Of course, it is literally the most pirated show that is out there. But if you're not worried about breaking the law when you are taking that, there's something else to think about. A security company, Kaspersky, has released a new report talking about malware that is in various things that people download. And no surprise, Game of Thrones, somebody, one of the articles said, the Game of Thrones torrents are dark and full of terrors. Indeed, something like of the 31 shows that these folks studied, there are about 125,000 cases of malware posing as episodes. And Game of Thrones, yeah, that is something to consider. So go out and get that subscription to HBO, even if you just get, is it HBO Now or Go, where you can just basically pop in and pop out. That's certainly what I do. Interesting to see that Game of Thrones, the most popular pirated show, the second most popular show is The Walking Dead. No surprise there. So Game of Thrones, The Walking Dead, and a show called Arrow were the worst shows for malware. Yeah, fake Game of Thrones episodes accounted for almost one-fifth of the malware on the internet. Strangely enough, the first and last episode of each of the seasons
are the worst for malware, with the first ever episode being one of the leading sources of malware. American Horror Story is another one. All of these shows, if you're downloading them illegally, get ready, because you might be downloading malware. Stunningly, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later on in the show, $15 million an episode to make the Game of Thrones show. $15 million. I think when all is said and done, there's going to be about 63 episodes, I want to say, something like that. So they will have made, you know, north of 30 movies as we wrap up the season. So if you're a fan, you might know that the last season is only going to be 6 episodes. So unsure how they're going to completely wrap up this enormous story in 6 episodes. But if you've watched the show, you also know that everybody dies. So some of your favorite characters end up dying, and so I'm sure many people are going to not make it out by the end. So we will see where that all goes. So we've got a great show coming up. We're going to have Jeff Morrison from The Wirecutter coming on. We're going to talk about video games. We are going to talk about content. This is the year of content. All of these big blockbuster movies and blockbuster wrap-ups of shows like Game of Thrones are coming. So if you are a consumer of said content, as I am, it's going to be a busy spring. So on that note, let us get going. You are listening to Popular Technology Radio, and I want to have a great song coming out. So let's go out with a little bit of AC/DC Back in Black. And we come back, you're going to be listening to Pop Tech Radio. Stay with us.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or share your summer in a Durango. Hurry into the Dodge Summer Clearance event now and save. See dealer for details. Take refund delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything.
239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
I can't remember when he didn't smoke. He would go outside. I'd be bored.
My wife was the key driver into me getting away from it and switching. I think I have gotten a piece of my life back when I started with Juul.
He uses Juul in the house whenever he wants.
It worked magically.
Roy made the switch in 2017. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Does your child have the math skills and competence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
And we are back.
back. It is Popular Technology Radio. Mike Etchard and my good buddy Jeffrey Morrison. He, of course, is an editor-at-large for The Wire Cutter. He is also a freelance photographer and writer for CNET and The New York Times. And he is calling us from a vacation destination not here where I am. Jeffrey, I'm jealous. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
I bet you are.
I'll tell you, my view out right of my hotel window right now is of some teal water and a white sandy beach. So, yeah, not too bad.
Whatever. All right, we're going to talk about where that is a little later. But I'm sufficiently jealous. So in my first, before you came on, Jeffrey, I was talking about Game of Thrones and the upcoming last season. Are you a Game of Thrones aficionado?
Oh, of course.
You are.
I've actually traveled and did an article for CNET on some of the real-world locations where they've shot the show, including Northern Ireland and a ton in Croatia. Yeah, it's a fantastic show.
Well, and just from a production standpoint, it is stunning. I think at the end of this season, we will have roughly 63 episodes. They're all a little over an hour or so, or right around an hour, which means, you know, they've roughly made 31 movies or so. I mean, it's staggering the amount of money that it has brought in, the amount of money that is spent.
And the amount of money that it costs.
And
yeah,
the
exactly.
That it's cost, exactly. But it is a profitable venture, and as we wind down, certainly amongst the most popular shows of all time. And this is kind of turning into this spring. It's going to be the season of content, shall we say. I think later on in the month, I believe it's the 26th of April, we've got Avengers Endgame coming out, which is going to be allegedly the last of this trilogy. I think they're saying that they're looking at maybe $200 or $250 million over that first weekend. Pre-sale tickets are out right now. Are you a fan of this trilogy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get annoyed at people who aren't. I mean, if you're not into sci-fi and fantasy, fine, whatever. But these are fantastically well-made movies, and they're fun. I don't see why anyone could dislike them. I mean, they're just a good time. I'd show most of them to my folks, and they're not into that stuff. So it's great. I'm excited to see this one. You know, they're not all perfect, but they are all consistently good, and some of them are amazing, I'm excited to see how this all wraps up. So, I mean, Captain Marvel from last month was excellent as well. So, yeah, it's amazing. And like you were saying with Game of Thrones, I mean, it's such a, you know, probably the best show of the modern era, and just in terms of production quality and you know, per episode quality. I mean, each season has been fantastic. I doubt we're going to see the likes of it ever again. I don't think we're going to see that kind of budget dropped on a TV show, you know, anytime in the near future, certainly not the way that HBO is going. So, it's interesting.
And,
it should
be
fun.
You think about, or at least I think about, you know, what was the commitment ahead of time, you know, before they knew how successful it was? You know, would they have ended Game of Thrones and after the first season or the second season had it not been successful? It was a huge gamble on the part of HBO to go for that. I mean, it's just such a gigantic undertaking, and the fact that they've now skipped over the books, and that is even different charted territory for any sort of a franchise, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I think HBO is one of the best track records for content of any of the content creators in television. So I think they knew they had something solid on their hands probably when they first read those first few scripts. I mean, the books are obviously fantastic, and then the scripts were really well done by a really good team. So, like, I think all the pieces were in place, and I think I'm guessing that the HBO suits probably read those first scripts and were like, yeah, okay, this is going to work. And then when they probably saw how it did work, they're like, yep, okay, keep going. Keep doing this. This will be fine. People will like this.
Well, and then the interesting backstory to me to all of this is, of course, since that has come out fairly recently, the people that own HBO has changed, now run by AT&T. And I wonder, and in fact, the whose name I can't remember now, the head of HBO recently stepped down after, I think, almost 30 years with the company.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the guy who basically created HBO as we know it.
Yeah.
Apparently, the stories kind of went that he was, you know, bristling under the new management. And one story I read, and I'm paraphrasing, but I believe, you know, kind of the sources familiar with the situation, His new boss basically said, well, why can't you guys just make a lot of crap and then instead of like just a few good things? And the guy was like, we're not going to do that. And I'm like, well, I'm guessing they probably just said, you should just make a lot of crap like Netflix does. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to do that. So that's my take on how it happened from the stuff I've read.
Well, we'll see. We will see what that means. We've certainly talked a lot about it on the show. It is a new day for content. There's certainly tons of great content, but also new people running content companies and not people necessarily well-versed in the nuances and intricacies of that challenging business. I mean, it's, let's be fair, it's super hard to make hits. And having worked in the music business, remember we had consultants come in and say, why don't you just put out good albums? It was like, well, hey, thanks for that. Thank you for that.
You know, exactly.
You try.
There was a fantastic article that came out yesterday on Kotaku, the gaming website. And it was a huge, it was 11,000 words. And it was kind of a behind-the-scenes look at this game called Anthem that just came out from a legendary developer, BioWare. And it was a huge flop. I mean, it was in development for 7 years, and it was just hated by everyone. I mean, critics, people buy, like, everyone hated it. And they couldn't figure out why. Like, BioWare has such a great tracker. What happened? And so this guy interviewed 19 current and former BioWare employees to figure out what had happened. And a lot of that was the kind of thing. Like, no one sets out to make a bad anything. You know, bad game or a bad movie or bad TV show, whatever. And this guy laid out the series of decisions and, in his take, the lack of quality management and anyone making a decision, which I'm sure you've probably heard before as well. No one will make a decision, so they just kind of kept going with changing every couple weeks what the game was going to be. And then they had to rush it out at the end because, okay, crap, we actually have to ship this thing. I recommend it. It was a fantastic read, just to see behind the scenes of this legendary developer.
And it happens. It absolutely happens. And on that note, we got to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. Stick around because we are coming right back. Tonight you better stop.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And we are back. It is Popular Technology Radio. Mike Etchark here with Jeffrey Morrison. He is the editor-at-large at The Wirecutter. He is also freelance photographer and writer for CNET and The New York Times. And my producer, Cody Castleberry, is joining us. Now, you guys are both gamers. We're just touching on gaming there. We just had the Game Developers Conference, gosh, when was that? A couple of weeks ago, it seems, and we've got E3 coming up. You are both much deeper into games than I am. I'll start with you, Jeff. Gaming-wise, what are you kind of fired up about these days? What's a game you're playing and maybe looking forward to something else coming down the pike?
Well, I've been playing a lot of Destiny 2, which isn't exactly a new game, but they kind of roll out updates pretty frequently, so that's a lot of fun. But the game that I've actually been having the most fun with, and it will tie into something we'll talk about later, is this game called Sea of Thieves, which just is about to hit its one-year anniversary. And another thing that they've been updating a lot. And it's kind of an open-world multiplayer game, but you play as a pirate and you have ships. But what's different about it is everyone is on the same level. Everyone has the same guns. Everyone plays the same. It's just your skill. And the leveling is really just kind of you get different outfits and stuff. But you go on these adventures, and what's fun about it to me is you play with your friends. You play with up to three friends, and you are all on the same ship, and you all go do these adventures together. And every time I've played, something new happens that we talk about after the fact. My friend makes videos about this stuff, and it's so much fun. It's the most fun I think I've had with a multiplayer game in, I don't know, maybe ever. I mean, it's just every time we go on, we have a good time. And it's gorgeous, and it takes place in the Caribbean, and I came down to the Caribbean, and there are no pirate ships down here. I'm very upset.
Well, let's not even talk about your vacation, okay? Can I just say that? Because that's very clever of you to work that in, that you're calling from the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. One thing that always gets me interested is how did you find out about it, and how did you kind of, you know, bring your buddies in?
They actually brought me in. It was one of my friends had found it, and he was playing it and liked it. He kind of recruited some other friends, and they were all playing it fairly early on when there wasn't a lot of content. And then, you know, I usually spend the summer traveling, so I came back in September, and they were like, no, you got to get this. You got to play with us. And so I eventually downloaded it, and so we all just kind of played together, and there's about, you know, it's six of us, but you can only play four at a time, and that actually works out because only four of us ever our lives match up at a certain time that we can all sit down and play for a few hours. And it ends up just, I don't know, like I said, it's you go adventuring with your friends, and, you know, we're all adults, so everyone has real lives. It's not like we can go hang out at a bar every night. You know, that's not 21 anymore. So this is kind of a way for us to all hang out. It's all, we have microphones and stuff, so we're all talking to each other and joking around. And I don't know, it's like fun adventuring with your friends, but in a virtual way, which I think it's kind of video gaming at its best, really.
Oh, absolutely. And Cody, what about you? What has got you excited about whatever you're playing right now? What's your favorite game at the moment?
I have two kids, right, so I don't have a lot of time. And I was going to school for a while, so I didn't have a lot of
you
time
really
there.
Have.
But when I do have time, I've been playing through very slowly the most recent God of War game. And I have to say that it's very good. The story is captivating. The fighting is a lot of fun. And, you know, there's just something about, if you're familiar with the series, it's Kratos as a dad.
So this seems like something you might be able to relate to, huh?
Right, yeah. It's funny because a lot of people I've talked to are like, yeah, you know what, I have a friend who's a dad, and he just really loves that game. But he's not really a good dad. He's like, boy, read this for me. He doesn't even call his son by name most of the time, you know. It's probably not a good fatherly trait to have. But whenever I'm not playing that, I've been just falling back on one of my old favorites, Diablo 3.
Interesting. Well, and you know, and of course we've got this the new Google announcement about their new online gaming thing. And you know, Jeff, are you kind of mixed between PC online console games, or are you kind of a favor one of those areas over the others?
I've never really been a console gamer. I owned a PS3 only to play Gran Turismo. That's really the only console I've ever had. I'm entirely a PC gamer. But the Google, and I can't think of the name of it at the moment, but yeah, the new Google platform, it's interesting. It's an interesting idea. I'll be very curious to see how the latency issues work because I was a hardcore first-person shooter guy for a long time, and so latency was always a huge issue. So I'll be curious to see how they're able to make that work when, you know, it's all the processing is being done away from you, you know, it's all in the cloud. But potentially that's a great idea, and potentially it's something that, like, I could play on my cheap laptop while I'm on the road, because it doesn't matter what the processor is in your device in your room, because all that is done like I said, in some huge processing system somewhere else, and then they just stream it to you. So, yeah, potentially that's a game changer. But it's Google, and as much as I love Google and have tons of Google stuff, they are well known in the tech world for coming out with a neat idea and then completely squandering it until it's dead.
There is that. It's so much back-end stuff going on there. I hope it's successful and it does well. But it just seems like, you know, there's so much out of your control between your cloud servers and somebody somewhere in the world with a computer. It just seems like,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how that goes.
We shall see, yeah.
We shall see. That is exactly right. I want to be as optimistic and hopeful as possible. But as we sit here today, it just seems like, man, that is a big thing to take on.
But there's also a lot of money. I mean, there's more money in gaming than any other media. So that's obviously why Google's going after it. They see that there's big money there.
Right, exactly. So we will kind of hang back and wait and see where that goes. And on that note, we do need to take a quick break. So you are listening to Pop Tech Radio, Jeff Morrison and Cody Castleberry. And I'm Mike Etchard, and we are coming right back.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55 plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It is Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart, Jeffrey Morrison from the New York Times, CNET, and The Wirecutter, Cody Castleberry, my producer. We are talking games, and Okay, Jeff, I'm going to give you a chance to reconsider the whole thing you said about consoles. On the break, you were remembering that, in fact, there were some other console games you were a fan of. You kind of dismissed console games.
Well, and I did have a PlayStation 3, and it was predominantly to play Gran Turismo, as I said. And then on the break, we were talking about that the Metal Gear series is really good, and I did play one of those. It was very good. And then I totally slipped my mind that one of my favorite games of all time, like top five, amazing, was this game called Journey, which is a fairly short game that was only on the PlayStation, and absolutely amazing experience and showing what games could be kind of separate from the usual shooter or racer or sports or whatever. And yeah, so I'm not against consoles. It's just not typically my type of game comes out on that medium. So I'm more of a PC guy.
As we talk about games, and I think on the break we were also saying, you know, that the whole Metal Gear series, that was a game that people bought the PlayStation 4. You know, it's sometimes there are games that
right.
are just so ubiquitous. But again, as we were talking about earlier, the pressure in the gaming world to have a hit is just so intense.
Yeah.
And the commitment is so staggering in terms of budget. It's a relentless and brutal business, man. And I was in the games business for a while, 20 years ago, and it was like that then, but it's just gotten even more accelerated in terms of the challenge and the pressure to deliver a hit, because it's a medium where there's hits and it just falls away. It's very difficult to have kind of a medium success. It's kind of hit or failure.
And these big name games, I mean, they could be $100 million or more for development.
Oh, yeah.
And
stunning.
Yeah, and,
stunning.
And if they, you know, you have $60, $70 to buy the game, but of course then as soon as everyone's bought it, well, then what? And so I understand from the business point of view that these companies are trying to do kind of monetize over time using what's called microtransactions, where you pay maybe a dollar or something for something in the game. Because what all these companies have found is that microtransactions tend to make them a lot of money. You know, the vast majority of gamers, and I don't remember the exact statistics, but something like 95% will never do a microtransaction. But that small, tiny fraction of people who will do it a lot. They love the game that much. They might spend another $50, $60, $70 over the course of a year. And that's just all of that additional revenue for a company. Now, that said, what gamers are kind of pushing back is that as companies are trying to force people to do these microtransactions, and gamers are kind of rebelling against that. EA was the most recent casualty. I don't say casualty because they deserved it, but the most recent issue was in the latest Star Wars game where you basically kind of had to pay to do any part of the game that was interesting. And gamers freaked out, and rightly so. He's like, I just spent $60, and you tell me I need to spend another $5 to unlock Obi-Wan Kenobi? Like, what the hell? So they rolled that back, but all the companies, they want to have something in there to let you give them more money if you find something interesting. That's never going to go away. There's too much money to be made. But hopefully what we've seen over the last year or two is that there's an understanding that these companies can't quite get away with as much as they were hoping for in terms of forcing people to spend more money after the fact. But I'm sure someone will push it again someday.
Obviously a delicate dance.
Oh, yeah. No, hopefully this is just teaching them that they can't put, you know, performance-based things in the package. They're supposed to just put cosmetic changes. And that was what was happening there with the Star Wars game, is you'd go in and you'd get a better blaster or not even just unlock a character. I mean, I think the characters behind the paywall is something you can only do if you're a free game, you know. But
right.
They got hammered really hard for it. And there's also the idea that you're paying for a random chance at something as well. Does this, you know, there was an article in several European countries have put out sort of judgments that having to pay for a box that has an unknown item in it can be seen as gambling.
Oh.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, there are places that, you know, that they're just completely against gambling, so that I think they try to end up banning these games. I think it was this Star Wars game that got banned from, like, Belgium or something. I could be a little wrong. I think maybe they just tried to ban it and didn't quite go through, but there was talk of banning it due to its gambling nature.
Well, and I got to say, having been on the other side of this, you know, having been in the boardroom in the office where you're looking at budgets and you're looking at P&Ls and you're looking at, you know, we better show a profit and your job is on the line for your performance.
Yeah.
You know, you make some of these, you know, or you're forced to or you're encouraged to make some of these corporate decisions before the game even comes out. You're making P&L decisions
right.
Well before anything is going on. And, you know, it seems like a good idea. And then maybe it's not when it all is said and done. But I think, like you said, Jeff, as budgets continue to increase and pressures on these publicly traded companies continue to
right.
force
that's
folks,
the key.
Yeah, that's the key. It really is. And so it's a delicate dance. It doesn't take much to just step over the line and suddenly you've crossed.
Because all of these big gaming companies are big gaming companies. Like all the big games and the most popular games are all put out by huge corporations.
Yes.
And maybe they started small, but they're not anymore. And so if you go high enough up that chain, you're going to get to somebody who's not a gamer, who's a businessman.
Yes.
And he's going to say, nope, you need to put in loot boxes and microtransactions and, you know, that's it. Like, I don't care what else the rest of the game is. You need to make money after the fact. And maybe everyone involved in the game production doesn't want that, but they're overruled because, you know, that's not the way it works.
I think that's a failure on these big companies, though, is that you have these executives that are in top positions that they should know that they're not a gamer, right? They should know that they don't fully understand the world, and they should put a little bit more trust in the team that they have hired to do the right thing that's going to please the players more. Because I think a lot of this is a little short-sighted. They want the money right now out of this particular game instead of building a reputation for themselves that's going to bring people back, you know, time after time.
And right.
That's kind of an American value that a lot of businesses display, is putting that effort in to show that when you come back, we'll have another quality product for you later.
Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. We've got more on art versus commerce, because ultimately that's what it is. It's Pop Tech Radio. We are coming right back.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or share your summer in a Durango. Hurry into the Dodge Summer Clearance event now and save. See dealer for details. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/3/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability. The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Popco Technology Radio, Mike Etchard here, Jeffrey Morrison from The Wire Cutter, New York Times, CNET, my producer Cody Castleberry. We are having the endless discussion of art versus commerce in the gaming business. And of course, we earlier in the show, we talked about the head of HBO stepping down as AT&T came in to take over the company. And Cody, you had a very ultimately, you're making games here in this case. The quality of the game should overrule everything else, but it doesn't. The reality is that these publicly traded companies, oftentimes the creatives have to do something, hold their nose, and do stuff they don't want to do. And I don't see that ever changing in gaming, in movies, in any. It's always going to be the debate internally. As we are talking about budgets north of $100 million, whether it's a film or whether it's a game, that's high stakes. And Jeff, I know you are in boardrooms as well, and you always know who wins that battle, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. What I was going to say right before the break was, you know, on the other side of this, you have a company, the company that makes CFCs, which I think is called Rare. You know, you buy the game, it's $50. There's no, as far as I can tell, there's no microtransactions or anything in it. But yet they're still developing the game. They're adding content. It's over a year after it came out. And I think they're seeing, and what makes sense to me, is that if they keep improving the game, then people will keep playing the game, and they'll tell their friends to keep playing the game, to buy it and so forth, which is exactly what happened with me, is that my friends are playing it. I bought it. A couple other friends bought it. We're all playing it together. And it kind of also makes us, at least for me, want to buy whatever their next game is. Like, wow, they did a great job. They supported this. I played it for a year. Yeah, I'll give them another $50 in a year to play another game. Sure. So, I don't know. It's a different way of looking at it as a smaller developer, as far as I know. So they don't quite have the overhead that a game like Anthem would have had.
Right, yeah. And this is kind of the, whether it's a record label or a game developer or a movie studio or whatever, you know, you often do start at a smaller level and then you get to be a larger company and then you have larger overhead and then you have different concerns about how you have to extend the life of a product or of a brand or all that stuff. And it is easier when you're smaller, right? And you are passionate. But now, if we can continue the conversation on games, we've got E3 coming up in a couple of months. Jeff, is there anything on the horizon you're excited about that's coming? Or are you that deep these days in gaming and waiting for that next thing?
You know, I'm really not, because like E3 comes out and I kind of look at everything after the fact. So, I mean, my history with E3 is I've gone a number of times, probably 7 or 8 times, by far my least favorite trade show on Earth. And maybe it's gotten better since I stopped going. It was such an onslaught and such a nightmare to go to because it's loud and all the booths face outwards, so you can't walk through the narrow corridors and because people are blocking everything. So if you're actually trying to work the show and like go and have meetings, you're constantly blocked by people just gawking at whatever the thing is. And for a lot of years also, it's just super sexist, like booth babes just on display. Like, this is just gross. Like, why are you doing this? It's for games. Like, what the hell? I don't know. I was disgusted by it. And then they tried to fix it. And then I've had friends go and say that it's come back to be kind of how it was. And yeah, no thanks. I'll read the web. I'll read the updates. I'll let other people go.
And this is kind of the challenge with trade shows in general, right? The trade shows are a business for whoever puts them on. And it's incredibly expensive for companies to show up. And actually, I have a history with E3 as I was at the first one in the gaming business. I think it was 95. It was the first one. And it was spun off because back in the day, I think it was Comdex, the old computer trade show in Vegas. It used to be kind of one of the places where gaming was shown. And then also CES had a little bit. And then they started E3. And it was incredibly successful from the get-go in terms of a successful trade show. And that was when retail was strong, of course, and the money was ridiculous. And within about 3 years, it just got overwhelmingly huge. And the cost the companies were spending to, you know, $1 million for the booth, and they'd send, you know, teams of 30 or 40 or 50 people, and they competed with after show parties and Aerosmith playing, and it just got to be ridiculous. And then, as the story goes that I heard, you know, sometime in the early 2000s, a bunch of the big companies got together and said, what are we doing? It's an arms race. We're trying to outspend each other. And they were making $10 million commitments to show up at E3. And they all said, let's not go next year. And that was, I think, one of the big game changers. And it crashed. But you said, it's kind of slowly come back. It's not quite as big as it was, but it's still big. It's still gaudy. It's still a sensory onslaught when you walk through that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the gaming business, right? That is really what it's all about. And it's not like it used to be where you had to go to the show to get that latest information. Somebody is there live streaming it or doing videos, and you immediately find out kind of what's exciting.
Right.
But that has been a show historically that has been just overwhelming. You're just exhausted when you leave.
Absolutely.
I tend to go every other year or so. It is hyper-competitive, and it's, as we said, it's such a hit-driven business. What else are you going to do? It's a huge marketing exercise for many of these companies. Now, Cody, what about you? You were in deep with games. Is there something on the horizon that you're fired up about that might be shown at the E3 in June?
I wouldn't say so. I don't usually pay attention to E3. Good point you made is that, you know, anything you want to know, you'd be out on the internet pretty much immediately anyway. Actually, I was looking as we're talking, and I'm seeing... This is just from a YouTuber that I usually watch who is trustworthy, in my opinion, about the news that he shares, Boogie2988. He says that he's worried about E3 because Sony and EA have pulled out of E3.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
But yeah, I generally don't, because what do you usually have at E3? Most of the limelight goes to those big blockbuster games that have, you know, Assassin's Creed 20 and all those different games that are just on that roll of doing the same thing over and over again. I'm not saying that there aren't any good games there, and I'm not saying that the indie games aren't represented, but who takes up the lion's share of the coverage, you know? I'd much rather go to a place like PAX, check out the smaller stuff.
Yep, it is a trade show for blockbusters. And on that note, we've got to take a break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Pop Tech Radio. Now, here's your host.
Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart, Jeff Morrison from CNET, the New York Times, The Wire Cutter, and Cody Castleberry. We have actually been talking about games, and Jeff, you were on the break. You were talking about that little indie studio, Rare, that you, you're a big fan of one of their games, and oops.
You know, and I, as I said it, in the back of my head, I'm like, you know, I bet they're owned by somebody, and I'm going to sound like a complete idiot. And yep, I sure am. So they're a subsidiary of Microsoft Studios, that little lucky company, Microsoft. What do they do? Yeah. But I mean, I guess it does say something that, I mean, it doesn't change what we said. So I mean, they don't act like these big companies.
Right.
So you have somebody like these microtransactions. Well, they're being put in place by a developer. The developer is owned by some gaming corporation like Activision or whatever, that they're forcing these long-term financial income plans. But then, you know, you have Rare. They aren't being forced to do that. And it's good because it would completely ruin the game if they did. But obviously it didn't even occur to me that they would be, because they don't act like a big gaming conglomerate.
It's fair to say that some companies are allowed by their corporate overlords to kind of do what they do, and that we do see that from time to time. But
right.
It's becoming more and more rare as profit pressures continue to rise, and it still goes back to the...
And I wonder how much of that we see to tie back to like how we were talking about other content, where perhaps HBO was like that, where they found some good people and said, hey, go do your thing, and that quality shows, whereas some other entities might have more of a meddling hand in it, and the end result is terrible, which, like, I mean, obviously I'm just conjecture, but then you have Disney and the Marvel Universe. Those are all great movies, and they just kind of do their thing, whereas on the other side, if you have DC and Warner, those movies are almost entirely terrible, and it shows a lot of corporate meddling, I think, of like, wow, how did this happen? Like, who let this happen, or who messed this up along the way?
Well, and I would say that, you know, if you look, you know, because talking now back to the film business, you know, Warner's has historically had the reputation of being that mostly hands-off corporate entity. You know, they, over the years and even up until now, they've kind of shown that they are usually pretty sensitive to the creatives. You know, it's still certainly a large corporation, and HBO really flourished kind of under the Warner tent. So you never know, I suppose. I think in general,
right. Warner's, you don't know what goes on behind the scenes.
You don't know what goes on behind the scenes, and maybe Marvel has the freedom because of their success to kind of do what they want to do. You know,
could be.
Famous stories of Warner Brothers lore is the old Bugs Bunny cartoons. You know, when those cartoons were started, they were meant to just be filler between the two movies that were played, and they were fantastically hysterical. And the story was that Jack Warner, the head of the Warner Studios, didn't know even where those guys, where their offices were. They got to just kind of do what they wanted to do, and they were fantastic. But at some point, Everybody talked how great they were, and then the Warner brass kind of started injecting themselves in the creative process, and then that was the end of the great Warner Brothers cartoon. So this sort of meddling goes back a long, long ways, and it's going to continually be, because it's a world full of content, and content is such a big business, and so many big companies have their hands in all of this stuff. So I don't know. It's not going to end anytime soon. It's going to be stuff we're going to be talking
about
for a very long time. So on that note, we got to wrap it up. Jeff, it's been great to have you. Thank you for interrupting your vacation in the Caribbean for coming on the show.
You know, it was difficult. What can I say?
Well, yeah.
It's a sacrifice that I will make for you.
Well, don't think we don't appreciate that. So, folks, thanks for listening into this episode of Popular Technology. As you may know, we are podcasts. If you want to revisit any old episodes, you can go back and check them out. Our podcast can be found wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple iTunes. And we want to also thank Radio America. They are our syndicator that takes us out to all the great radio stations across the country. Cody Castleberry. Cody, you were on air, you were off air, you were the multitasker today, right?
Part of the DIA.
You have to do it all. Exactly. So we certainly appreciate that. So, folks, Have a wonderful week. We'll be back, of course, next week talking technology. And we're going to go out with a great tune by an artist by the name of Liz Fair. I was working out at the gym last night, and I heard this song. I'm like, oh, my God, I love this song. So we are heading out with Liz Fair. This has been Popular Technology. I'm Mike Etchell. Thanks for listening in, and we will see you next time.
For more in-depth reviews, go to our blog at PopularTechnologyRadio.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keep